Thank you. Thank you so much. So before we continue with the story as a kind of a warm-up, here's my question for my younger friends and my friends of different ages tonight. If you could think of, like, you know, when people cook things, they have like a specialty. Like they, like my sister really liked the way that my parents did stuffing for the turkey. She doesn't like the way my cousin does it. So we have two nights of Thanksgiving in my family. We have my cousins, and then my sister redoes it the next night the way she likes it. My aunt Faye made these amazing cookies that my cousins and I like all fought over. And like, if you took somebody else's batch of cookies, you were really, really in trouble. So if you think of your parents or your grandparents, or yourself, do you have some special food that you can think of that you love when they make that food for you? A special food that you can think of, or just a special food that you really like? Okay, yes, I knew somebody would help me out. Here we go.
When my mom makes roasted vegetables.
Great, great. Anybody else? Adults, yes, ma'am.
When my dad makes pancakes.
Oh, great, great. Anybody else? Yes.
When my grandma makes hummus.
Oh, cool. That's great. Coming over this way. And yes, here we go. Yes, ma'am. Caitlin.
When my mom makes challah French toast.
Oh, wow. Great. Come on over. Come on over.
My dad rarely makes apple pie.
Oh, wow. Great. Jonathan?
My mom makes a killer lasagna.
Oh, great. Great. And Ruby, come on over.
When my Nana makes matzo ball soup.
Oh, wow. That's great. And yes, Max?
When my mom makes cinnamon rolls.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember now. My mom used to make those. So, as we are getting ready for a story, of course, as you know, with me in stories, we always need hats, and we always need our script. So this is a story that, it is a story about a princess, and this princess, she loved her grandmother. And every Friday, the princess would go over to her grandmother's house, and her grandmother loved to bake.
My grandmother had me when she was three. I mean, had my mom.
You know, think by the end of the year, all of the roles that I've had Rabbi Rappaport play. And her grandmother loved to bake, and every Friday she'd go to visit. And, you know, she loved being a princess because she would do all kinds of fun princess things. She would ride horses and she would draw, and she was really good at math, and she liked hanging out with her friends. Anybody else want to throw another one in here? No, that's okay. But she really, really loved her grandmother. And the thing that was the best is on Friday, as she was getting to go home, her grandmother would put her bowls down, and her grandmother would take a beautiful challah and give it to the princess. And this was the most delicious challah. It was moist, and the challah was soft, and it was sweet, and it was chewy, and it almost tasted like a challah from Great Harvest. And this was one of the most special things for the princess. Now, over time, the princess grew up, and eventually she got the big crown, and the princess became the queen. And as a queen, she was wise, and she was generous, and she was kind to everybody. But throughout the years, she would always think of her grandmother, And from time to time, she'd think of that wonderful challah that her grandmother would make. And so the princess called her bakers.
The queen.
She got promoted. The queen called the bakers, and the bakers came in. And the queen said to the bakers, reading her script on page 3.
Thank you for coming. When I was a princess, I was just a little princess, my grandmother made the most delicious challah. It was soft, it was moist, it was chewy, it was sweet. Every Friday I would go to visit her, and she gave me a loaf of challah for Shabbat. Sometimes she gave me 2 loaves, one to eat on my way home and one for Shabbat. Well, this is her recipe, as it says, for challah. I would like to see if you could make challah like my grandmother.
And so the bakers went down to the bakery, and they took the recipe, and they mixed the ingredients, and they brought the challah that they had made using the exact recipe to the queen.
Looks the same.
And the queen said, after she tasted the challah,
well, it is very good. Thank you. I know how hard you worked to get everything just right. It's not quite the same as my grandmother's.
And the queen felt sad because her bakers had worked so, so very hard. We're now at Act 3 for those who have parts. And so it was over the years that the queen would search and search for someone who could make a challah just like her grandmother's. That was sweet and chewy and moist and tasted just like Great Harvest. And people would come, and she'd give them the recipe and all the ingredients, but it wasn't quite right. And the queen was walking through the capital one day, and she smelled something baking. It was bread and cookies and cake. And the queen saw a girl and stopped and asked,
"What is that wonderful smell? It reminds me of the way my grandmother used to bake on Fridays."
"That's my grandmother's baking. Would you like me to take you to her?"
"Yes, apparently, because we're walking to the grandma."
"Grandma, the queen was passing our house, and she smelled your baking. She wants to meet you."
"Hello. The smells from your kitchen are wonderful. Your baking reminded me of my grandmother. Every Friday I would visit her. We would bake. She made delicious challah, soft, moist, sweet, and chewy. And for years I've tried to find someone who could make challah just like my grandmother. I have the recipe. My bakers had all of the same ingredients, but it wasn't quite right. Can you help me?"
"Sure."
The queen gave the recipe to the grandmother, and the grandmother looked and smiled. She took all of the ingredients on the list, the water and flour and eggs, yeast and sugar, and she began and put them together. She finally put the challah in the oven, and a little while later, the challah was ready, and the oven looked just like a chair on a tray over here.
Either one.
And the grandmother brought the challah to the queen. And then the queen said,
"This is wonderful. How did you do it? I have tried for years and years, and finally a challah just like I remember."
And then the grandmother smiled and said,
"All of the ingredients for challah were in the recipe, but your grandmother never wrote down the secret ingredient, the most important ingredient that made the challah taste so special. That secret ingredient was a grandmother's love."
Oh. And the queen was overjoyed. She had the challah that she loved. And every week, the girl brought two loaves of challah to the queen. And they became friends and were so very, very happy. And, you know, as we listen to talk, and a thank you to all of our Not Ready for Shabbos players.
Thank you.
And I gave them a good 5 minutes before the service to get ready. But that's what makes it fun. And, you know, as we were talking, and as everybody shared something that somebody in the family made, it wasn't just talking about a food I like, but you really felt the love. And that's what's so special about the meals that we prepare for each other, because there's always that taste of love. And it's also about what we share here at Temple on Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.